This is K2PCB. K2PCB. Monitoring.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning? By the way, it's Wednesday, if you didn't know that.
One day closer to the weekend, hump day by some, I will take it. I would even take Thursday today. Friday would be pushing it. I have too much to do, but I guess I have to settle for Wednesday.
Yeah, it is the middle of the week. Maybe it's because I haven't been retired long enough. I still look forward to Wednesdays.
Well, I have to imagine that there is still this this cycle that occurs in the world or in our society, affecting just basic commerce and travel, how busy the roads are and time of day and, the morning commute, the afternoon commute. And sure, it's different than, you don't hear about Tuesday drivers, they're Sunday drivers. Even though people work all different schedules, and I'm sure that that cycle is still quite apparent and easily fall into that. And, if we're waiting to see somebody that, is working during the week and they're available on the weekend, you're still waiting for the weekend. And, I guess it's, there's no getting away from it. I don't know if Jeff's in here this morning. I don't know if Jeff's going to work today. Did you get a chance to talk to Jeff after the exchanges that we had through messaging there?
I did not. Just the one text message, or the group of text messages with the picture, oh my goodness. That car doesn't look good at all. And I think I haven't really been in any accidents, but I'm sure I've heard that you are sore the next day after something like that. So, I was in an accident. I wiped my car out after I hit a deer, and the next day or two, I was sore. So he might be sore.
Yeah, I've been in too many accidents, which is not good. I've at least been in one where I totaled my car, and it was my fault because I pulled into traffic, which I should have made it. But the guy changed lanes and ended up close to T-boning me and totaled my car. And then we were on a seasonal road, cruising along, two of us, two cars, and I was in the car that hydroplaned off the road and hit a tree, so that was another time. But then I was rear-ended twice. I was rear-ended on William, turning into Flex. You can imagine that spot right there. It was sort of winter time. A guy coming along with a Jeep Cherokee with a plow on the front. Wasn't expecting me to be in the turning lane, and stopped waiting to make the left-hand turn, and into Flex there. And he plowed right into the back of me, and did some pretty good damage to the back of my my old Ford Ranger. I'm gonna drop in a second. Yeah, that truck was hurting anyway. It was time to upgrade, but I was just holding out, saving the money. But that guy that hit me backed up, didn't even get out of his vehicle, just backed up, swung around me, and drove away. I never got a plate or anything. Both my sister and I, we were in the vehicle when that happened. It was funny, not funny, but my seat broke, which I think softened some of the blow. And from there until I traded it in, I had to put a 2x4 support behind my seat to hold it up. And the other time, I had a station wagon of all vehicles. It was a celebrity wagon. And I got rear-ended at Sheldon and Walden, sitting there at the stoplight. And I have to imagine this is a little like Jeff. Somebody comes along and just follows right into the back of me and crumples up the back of the car. And he was lighting a cigarette and wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I think that's how most accidents happen. People not paying attention. Mine, I was going a little too fast for the road conditions. Didn't see the deer till it was too late, and then I spiked the brakes. Big mistake, right? But yeah, I think the biggest thing is lack of paying attention. You know, especially nowadays, you got more than a radio in your car. You've got the infotainment system. You can, you know, I won't say you answer your texts, but you can press the play to play your text messages if you have it set up that way. You can answer a phone call. So it'd be interesting to find out why the woman rear-ended Jeff. He never did show up at the club last night, which I understand, you know. You got things to take care of, you know. You're down a car, you know, so you've got things to take care of. So maybe he is in there for this morning.
Yeah, I know he was just telling me that I think they'd like for his wife to be back in the office, I want to say 4 out of the 5 days of the week or something like that, which makes it even more difficult if he wanted to use her vehicle for a few days. I don't know what his situation is about getting that repaired. I don't even know how new that car was. You know, is he eligible for a loan or through his insurance? And yeah, I don't know any of that. I haven't really had a chance to talk to him in any detail. I have to imagine he's taking the day today.
Yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of administrative things that need to go on today after such an incident. Thankfully, yeah, Karen was rear-ended years ago. Wasn't horrible, but it did make the exhaust system drop out of the car. It was probably ready to go, but because it came off so easily. But I think that and there was some bumper work that needed to be done. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. So fortunately, again, no one was injured in that accident.
Good that we've all made it to the point we're at today, we can keep moving forward. On a different topic, I was thinking about what you were saying the other day, and I was even mentioning it to the guys on lunch there yesterday. It was you were talking about a quad band radio, and I think some of those quad band radios are really neat, and I wouldn't mind having one of those. To give me access to 6 and 10. I was curious. I know you mentioned a little bit about it, but were you envisioning using 10 meters for DX communication or more local? I'm thinking to that radio. Does that radio only have FM capability? I assume there's no sideband, correct?
You know, I would have to look it up and see. I can't remember. I was thinking that, I was just thinking 10 meters is kind of like, it is one of the high frequencies that technicians, but even though I'm a general, can use. And, you know, listening for a little bit and, one is to get an antenna that would work on that frequency or that band, and just dip my toe into maybe it'd be FM. I'm going to look it up real quick and see. But, yeah, that was my plan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about because I fear, and I could be completely wrong, that the the 10-meter portion of those dual-band radios are not really made for, you know, that DX kind of activity. I thought it was more to be, I guess, ground wave sort of communication, or what do they say, near vertical incident. Basically, the short distances, and then FM would be more for 10-meter repeaters and stuff like that, just like the 6 meters would be. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure that people are achieving DX with FM, but I don't think you're opening yourself up to the all-mode upper sideband, specifically CW, specifically modes that 10 meters has. And maybe by the time I'm done saying this, you can correct me if that's an all-mode radio, but I'm curious if it is just FM.
You are correct. It is, according to Radiodity website, the TYT TH9800, which this is just, it's a quad band transmit, twin receive, dual display FM radio transceiver. It doesn't look like, it'll do 50 watts on 2 meter and 40 watts on 10 meter. But it doesn't look like it has any CW capabilities or single sideband.
Yeah, because I think you're talking about, you know, finding out that was still available, and I think, for home or mobile use, communicating locally, I think would be great. But yeah, I'm not envisioning the 10 meters to be as you would desire. I just wanted to share that in case you did have an opportunity to jump on it, and that what you'd be gaining by that.
Yeah, looking at it now, and with your guidance, it would look like I would be gaining 10-meter and 6-meter FM only. I don't know how much traffic is on those bands on FM. Other than that, it would allow me to either put that in the truck or put this one in the truck. But yeah, I would like to listen to CW and probably not on the FM side of it. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, and then just going back to 6 meter and 10 meter, you're going to be the actual activity, unless you're going specifically into a repeater, is going to be sunspot, solar peak cycle influenced. And so I think that would be very hit or miss. So just throwing that out there. I would probably suggest maybe continuing to look for a pre-loved, good price HF radio. HF and 6 would be nice, but you probably don't necessarily need it. But if you could find the HF with 6 meters, 100 watts, I think you would be more happy with that, with an all-mode radio.
I appreciate the feedback, Travis. I wish I looked into it more deeply when, I don't have that. I mean, tomorrow when I go to the club, it may be available. But then I just may say, no, after further diving into it, I realized that this isn't really what I want. And I think that's what Scott, this is the guy who's selling it, wanted too, is I think he's more into the DXing part of it. I don't know if he's into CW or not, but I think he's definitely into the DXing part of it. And with this not being capable, I can see that it doesn't fit his needs. So, it probably doesn't fit my needs too.
Except that it would be a great mobile radio, or the radio you have there would be a great mobile radio to add that capability. and have all the local repeaters in there or a little further, maybe repeaters from here to Olean or here, even here, you know, to wherever your normal travels are, to have those in while you're listening. I have put in a lot of Rochester stuff because we go up there a lot. But you'll probably primarily only use 2 meters and 440. All right, I've got 644, so I am going to make this my final. And turn it back to you, and hopefully there's at least Ross out there, if not Jeff. And, I gotta head on in here. This is K2PCB, and I'll talk to you soon. 7-3.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ, 73's to you. Have a great day. You're halfway through, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ. Is KC2PET out there?
KD2GDQ. This is KC2PET. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Had a busy day yesterday. Didn't take any naps, which is unusual. But I had a good day. Slept good last night, so I'm feeling good about today.
Well, I'm jealous of you. I wish I could get the sleep that I need. I do the, I wish I could be a better sleeper. A lot of my nights, when something goes boom in the house or something or shifts, I wake up. I'm a very late sleeper. Even so much that when my wife gets in the bed, she comes in later. And wherever I've already been sleeping for like maybe an hour, she'll come in later and it'll wake me up. I get waked up very easily.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know if I've really become a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper. I know during the summer when the windows are open, if there's any traffic on our street, I tend to wake up. I do. When the snowplow comes down, I always wake up. And I think there are times I do wake up in the night and then go back to sleep.
Yeah, I got to tell Travis, right in the beginning, he has quite the noise on his system in the morning when he first starts out. And I got to tell him about that. Not too bad. It's just it's a long. It seems like almost a squelch on his radio is like stuck.
I'll have to pay attention tomorrow. I didn't know that. Maybe it's just something that's always been there, and I just never, you know, just, you know, how you become nose blind to certain smells. I'm wondering if I became ear blind to certain noises.
Well, I mean, squelch tails is part of being the radio, but I mean, I think I've eliminated mine quite a bit. I don't think mine's hardly there anymore. His normally isn't, but like I said, just in the beginning of, like the first couple of, couple times that he talks, it doesn't, and then it goes away. I don't know if the radio in there needs to be warmed up a little bit or something, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I bought a new headset for my computer, so I want to try Echolink, through your node. You want to give it a try?
Sure, go for it. You probably hear yourself back through your radio there through your computer. You know, if you're going out through your computer, you'll hear yourself coming back.
Yeah, I figured I would just turn the volume down so I can't hear myself come back. Because I did connect to your node a little bit ago, and then I was hearing Travis delayed on the computer, and that's too much for my brain. So hang on, I'm going to give this a try.
Ross, can you hear me now?
Very faintly. Your audio is really low.
Okay, I'm back on the mobile. I'll have to work on that to see where, how I adjust the volume.
Yeah, you'll get there. If you have time to play tonight, or any night really, just let me know. I could put my note in the parent mode and you can hear yourself coming back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's going on tonight. That might be a possibility. Yeah, because I could hear, and even you were a little low coming back through. So I gotta try that out. Maybe it's just the volume knobs, because I was using it last night to listen to On the Air Live from AARRL. They were talking about a 2-meter ground plane antenna, and the guy said it really helped him reach out further, and he made it out of 12 and 14 gauge wire. I got to go back and look at the plans. I know he did put it up in a tree, pretty high. So I'm just wondering. I got to be careful how many things I put out in the yard.
Well, you can put as many things as you want up. You just gotta be good at disguising them.
Yes. No, that's the biggest thing is to disguise them. I know that I could put up a wire along the back of the house using some sort of clip to insulate it from the gutter, so I wouldn't be adding that. That would be okay because it's non-obtrusive. I could run wires through the arborvitae, that could be an end-fed. I could do an end-fed up in the attic, which is hidden, or a dipole, depending on how I put it up there. I've got options. I just got to do it. But I really need a radio, to do that, and that's what I got to get next.
Oh, yeah. I think you could easily hide one at least along your fence line. If you did that, that'd be a nice way to hide it. Like I said, there's the flagpole. If you get really rambo, I think there's even designs for that. If you have a fiberglass, I think the center's hollow. A fiberglass flagpole, and then you can just run the conductor down the middle. Well, there's all kinds of things. Like I said, trees probably your best friend as far as disguising stuff. Like I said, you could probably put your if you had a tree nearby, you could put your 2-meter 440 up in that, and you can hide that pretty easily.
Yeah, we have a what we call a red gaun. It's actually a deciduous, looks like a deciduous pine. Because the leaves are like pine needles, but it loses them in each fall. That's getting pretty tall. If I was to put an antenna back behind that, the only time you'd really see it would be in the winter. There's also a white birch back there that would hide a lot of stuff. So, but then I got to dig a trench to get the cables in the house. So, we'll get there. Look at this, so I can, because height is might, right?
Yeah, height will do it for you. That's why, you looked at my tower once, that's why it's up as, it works as good as it does because it's up that high. And plus, I painted it green, so it's kind of disguised too as well.
Yeah, in his presentation last night on ARRL, the guy showed the equations to figure out how high your antenna or your receiving antenna needs to be to increase your distance based on the curvature of the Earth, which was really pretty cool. I got to go back and look that up and do some calculations. The math was looked very interesting.
Yeah, I just guessed at 60 feet. That's about where the tape measure came to. So I'm like, all right, we'll put it there. And it works very well for what I do with it. So, but Brad, it's that time for me to get in. So KD2GDQ, KC2PET, 73. Let me know about tonight. If you want to play around with it more, I will put my node into a echo mode for you. And I will talk to you Friday. Tomorrow's my Thursday. 73.
Ross, thanks again for all your help. You have a great day. KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, and we are clear for today.